Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Danielle Huff. Glad that you're here with me today, or if you're listening to this live later, the energy still is present. Thank you and welcome. Let's take a moment, take a deep breath in just to get grounded into our bodies, into our spirits, into our mindsets. Yes, because today we're going to do activation. We're going to talk about releasing judgment. And we're not just talking about judging others. We're really talking about judging yourself, because even when you judge others, you're judging yourself. And we'll go into that in a little bit more detail. But right now, I want to take a moment, give you a breath. Ground in. We're going to start the energy of release. And if this is your first time doing an activation and release with me, I want you to know that you should have water next to you or drink water after the show. You may feel hot or cold. You may be releasing. Your body may want to move or stretch. Just allow whatever needs to happen in your energy field to happen to your best and highest good as we set that intention now. And I want you to take a moment, and I want you to feel what you feel right now, just how you feel, what's going on, and just take a breath out and release it all. That's right. And as we're going to talk about judgment today, we're going to talk about the limiting mindset of judgment, but also the polarity of judgment, because you are your worst enemy, right? Aren't we all? Like, we're harsh judges on ourselves, and then some of us project that onto others even more. So where are you in your life of judgment? Do you give yourself harsh feedback? Are you loving to yourself? What is that? What's it look like in your world, in your energy reality for you? That one. If you listen to last week's episode, we talked about self-love. And this is just another step in self-love. To release the judgment, to release what you feel you think you should, would, or could have been, done, or had, right? Because it's all in the past. Judgment comes from a past moment, from history of the mind. You judge things based upon the history of what you've known or what you've been taught. And then you judge forward on what could happen in the future that sends you into your worry states or your judgment states, or I'm never going to be this or I'll never be that. We want to move all that polarity energy out of your field to your best and highest, and everyone will go into their own ways. So there's not one right way to release. Take a deep breath in. And that energy is really, really ramping up. So if you're getting hot, just allow it to go through you. Use your breath. Some of you may hear some popping in your ears, tingling in your head, or even in your body. That's just the energy connecting to you, allowing almost what I'm seeing. I'm just going to share this with you because this is what I'm seeing. I'm almost seeing like a radar, like a how can I explain this? So like the radar arm going around the green arm, and it's just sweeping your energy field, and wherever judgment is, it's just letting it transform back into love, simply back into love. That's right. Some of you, your hearts are going to hurt for a moment because you've held so much judgment against you or others. So open up that chest area. Open up, pull your shoulder blades back to almost meeting if you can. And let the breath come out of your body. Use your breath to move your body. These are great ways to open up your field. Now, when we talk about judgment, I am this, I am that, and we make these statements all day long, right? I like this, I don't like that, I am this, I am that. Every time you make an I am statement, your energy says, okay, you are that. And it aligns with that until you make another statement. So I am hungry says I am hungry until you make the statement I am full, right? And then the energy changes. Same thing with judgment. Judgment comes from a limited mindset of a way that you're perceiving how things should, could, or would be. That is small-minded thinking. That's your small self. If you think about the higher self, your all-knowing self, and then the self within the body that psychologists call the ego, and really what that is just that part of your humanness, right? What you learn, what you programmed. So for those of you that want to get rid of the ego or think that you shouldn't be egoic, this is going to be a great insight to that, because you do need your ego. You need it to help promote you, to help support you, to help you move forward in spirit, because without ego, you would just be light. And your programmings would just be as if you're already on the other side, and you wouldn't connect to the side, right? You wouldn't connect on earth. So we want our ego there, but we don't want the judgmental ego, the one that everyone's programmed that we should be, could be, should be doing it this way, should have took that job. Whatever those are, we're asking them to release. Even the body, because I'm feeling a lot of you judging your body right now. Why does your body need to look like that? And what does it give you? When you start questioning judgment, you're going to start seeing the stories behind the scene that created the judgment. And this is also true when you're judging another. There being that, there being this. That in reality is the reflection of who you are being. And I want to say that again so you get this. Remember, people are mirror images of you on some level. May not be in the same playing field, but on some reality you've connected together. So when you judge someone or think they should do something your way, not their way, or you give advice, you're coming from a very limited knowing and a very limited mindset. Because one is, I'm right, you're wrong. Ooh, did you feel that? Let's do that one again. I'm right, you're wrong. Breathe that out. Breathe all the intention of you're wrong out of your body. Because in their journey, it is right for them in that moment. Whether it be someone judging someone for tattooing their body, for believing a certain way, a certain religion, acting a certain way, whatever that is. The reason you have that is because you were programmed with it. Well, I wouldn't act that way. I wouldn't do it that way. Well, then, do that in your life, right? If you truly paid attention to your own life, you would not be in the life of others. You wouldn't have time. Even though we're all connected, and we're not calling that a selfish feat, we're calling that a loving, loving, loving moment. Because when you're paying attention to you, that's when you're able to pay attention to others through you. But you've got to know yourself first before you can know others. Otherwise, they're going to pick up on a fakeness or an unreal or an uneasiness that you hold within you for not knowing who you are. So in not knowing who you are, you now have no permission to judge, right? So we just took that power away. Because the love never judges. Love says it is. That does not mean that you're agreeing with someone. It may not be for your reality, and that's okay. But for you to hold judgment, you stop their growth in them and in you. Have you ever been around someone and maybe they've gone through addiction or divorce and you're seeing them in this light? And then they've changed, but you don't see the change because you still have them programmed in your mind in this life. Do you see that? So we want to ask that to be removed from your body, from your spirit, the old programming, the polarity, anything that is less than your highest good. And you come into acceptance, meaning you will hold space and love for that person to act, to be whatever they need to be on their journey to get wherever they're going. Now, when you're holding space for them, you're holding space for you to clear. So where are you most judgmental on yourself? And you may want to take notes on this so you can go back and do this technique with me. But if you truly want to know where the judgment came from, you ask your heart, where did this come from? Why would I feel like this? Who taught me this? If you really want to know. You don't go into who taught me this to blame that person. You go in there to say, oh, I do get programmed by others. So it's not that we're trying to shift blame or claim. We are actually just seeing, where did that come from? And why is that in my reality? And are you holding on to relationships and judgment because you think someone needs you in their life? Really? Woo, pull that back. You need you in your life first. and then you can show up for others. If you do healing work, you got to really stay above the fear and the judgment when you're working with clients, because it's not about you in that moment. It's about them. And even when you're interacting with others, it's about them in the moment, not you. When it's your turn, you'll speak, and then it'll be about yourself. But as we're clearing, and it's really clearing, so I'm going to do some grounding work with you. We're just going to ground into the body, because this is a lot coming out of judgment. The other thing with judgment, it aligns, when you let it go, your values and beliefs will align back into purpose, because you won't have a no in the way or a judgment in the way. A lot of times when people pick up illnesses, dis-ease, right? Disease, dis-ease in the body comes through your energy field as a mindset. The disease doesn't start inside your body. It starts out here in your auric field of your mindset. And it creeps in the more you believe in it. The more you go offline, the more you're out of alignment with yourself, with truth. That's when disease hits. That's when you know you've taken it on physically. You have manifested it in the physical realm. So to unmanifest it out of your body, right, to release it back into the realm, you have to let go of what the value and belief is that's out of alignment. Now, I just heard two or three of you ask, how do we do that? You simply ask. If you hold cancer, if you hold depression, if you hold lupus, if you hold whatever you wanted to put the title on of dis-ease, you want to ask that disease specifically, what do you do for me? What do you give me? What is out of alignment that's created this in my body? And if you'll get quiet and you'll journal, write, channel, whatever your way of knowing is, trust your senses to tell you truth, trust your guides, trust the energies, whatever you believe in, your God, to give you the answer. Nothing's hidden from you. You're just not open to receiving, because you may have to change something. You may have to release something and bring something new in. And if you've been taught change is hard, then here's the mountain in front of you. If you've been taught change is easy, then the molehill's in front of you and you can just step over it. Do you see the difference? It's the same issue, but how you're perceiving it is how you're receiving it, is how you'll react to it. And a lot of time, judgment is fear. Well, most of the time it is fear of allowing something to be different than you. Right? Think about that for a moment. Yeah, we're moving that energy through your body, through your I am centers. I am releasing judgment to me and through me. Whew. Yeah, keep releasing. So when you judge somebody for the color of their hair, or for whatever they're doing in that moment, that's when your fear arises. Release that fear through asking, why isn't it okay for them to be that way? What do I not like about it that I can learn to love about it? Because it simply is a shift in your mindset. And as you shift your mindset, you will shift judgment right out, because it can't hold the same space. So as we're activating and we're releasing, we just have about a minute left. Oh, no, we have more time than that, sorry. As we shift that through, you're going to feel your body release, your body open, and your body opening up into the new mindset. How can I perceive that person in love? If you get tangled in the drama of someone else's events and you're judging them for it, then you might as well be part of the drama, right? But if you can pull back and be the observer and ask what's their higher knowing, then you can send them love into knowing what they need to know. That shifts the energy between both of you. So if you're in a great space where others aren't, you're not judging others, you're just judging yourself, then you need to look at that and say, why am I not okay with me? why do I need to do one more thing? Why do I need to change this? And some things you do want to change because you want different results, and that's a great change, and that's a great judgment to pull up and to release. But if you're doing it to push yourself down, to stay depressed, to stay in your victimization, then that judgment's going to grow bigger and bigger because what you give energy to expands. So we want to quickly release, quickly, quickly, quickly. And we're going to do a timeline now with this quickness because the 1111 portal has shifted time and space in your realities. And if you've seen it since 1111, things are showing up a lot faster, quicker, easier. Stay in that energy. You'll love to play in that energy. So stay there or get there. And for those of you that struggle through that, take a moment and ask, what would it feel like if I was in this energy of no time, space, reality, and things manifested now, 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 now? Shifting that through the body. That's right. Some of you are going to feel some pressure on your frontal lobes. That's just where time, space, reality is created. And I'm getting more on the right side. So you might feel pressure through there. But it's just realigning to your new thoughts about time. Time is always present. Time is always on my side. Even with time, we judge it, right? I don't have enough time, or there's too much time. Those are still judgments. And what are you judging them against, right? Like when someone says, oh, that's too expensive, or oh, I don't know, right? What are they... What are you comparing it to? Because comparison is judgment. And we want to shift that into love. We want to shift that into just knowing, is it for me or not? Yes, no. Stay there. Yes, it's for me. No, it's not for me. And a no doesn't mean it's a negative judgment. It just means that's not for your reality. Right? Just because your best friend gets a tattoo doesn't mean you have to. Right? If you don't buy into that belief that you want one or need one on your body. But if you hold it, no one should mark their body, then you're going to be out of alignment with them getting the tattoo, right? You're going to hold resentment. You're going to hold questioning, all these things that are backed up behind judgment when you can simply say, it's your body. And that's the way you want to bless it, bless it. Do you see the difference? You're never once saying that you agree with it. What you're doing is you're holding space for them to be themselves. That's when people love to be around you, because they can be themselves and they can uplift through your energy field of being themselves. I am free to be me. Say that to yourself daily. I'm free to be me in the moment. Whatever I'm doing in this moment is okay. Because it is okay, because you're doing it, right? So you've created it to be okay. Come into alignment with that. But if you're doing this and saying, oh, I should be doing this instead, and you don't, that's when dis-ease creates. And you can always find it in energy field where disease started, where it created. And maybe that's a medical intuitive part of me, but actually I think it's just in the energy that I read that I can trace it back. So if you're struggling with disease or you're struggling with judgment, then there's clearings to be done, right? There's openings that need to happen within the heart center for you to come back into loving yourself. And why can't you love yourself? Were you taught it was selfish? You know, we're going to get back into the mindset just a little bit for a moment, because were you raised saying don't judge others? You're not to judge others. And what does your mind hear? If you remember from earlier programming, I talked to you about the mind not picking up on no, not never. It skips right over the negative because the soul can't hold a negative, so it doesn't interpret it. So what you really were taught was to judge others, right? Instead of, why didn't they just say love everyone right where they are? How much easier is that statement than don't judge, right? Because you hear do judge. So love holds space for everyone right where they are. What would that feel like in your heart center if you do that now? Whew, that's right. That's right. That feeling of love. Because in that moment, you're not judging them or you. You're being the light and love of your presence. And that light, that openness is what heals and realigns this ease in the body. The energy can flow again. When I see this ease in the body through judgment, it's like blocked energy, like blocked flow of your energy field, of your blood field. Even though your circulation is going, I don't want you to get confused here. Yes, your blood flows through your body, but the energy that flows with that blood or the energy that flows through your body has blockages. And that's where it deadens, I'm going to say deadens or lessens the energy there, that, and then that creates the disease. Because think about things that are off alignment. Do they work right? No, they might half work or not work. But when we come into alignment and things are set, then things flow. So wherever there's judgment, you're not allowing flow. So, oh, here's an activation for flow. Ooh, that just came through me. Okay, hold on. So we're releasing the judgment. We're opening up into flowing. We're going to pull in self-love through the white light energy, through your body, through your mind. And we're going to keep this open. If you're feeling heat going through your body right now, all your energy centers are opening to receive this new energy of love. Now we're going to play with this in just a moment. Let that energy go through your body, because I'm going to show you something really cool. Hold on here. Whew, let that flow through. Okay. Now I want you to take a moment, and I want you to go back and try to judge someone or something and see what happens. Just try to judge them. My body went backwards when I even tried to bring it up, like, nope, you're not allowed to do that. Nope, you're not supposed to do that. But what does your body do? What does your mind do when you try to go judge someone? Someone's mind said, really? I just heard that. Really? Yeah, it's not for you, right? And you may ask them, why do you choose to behave this way, or why do you, because that's for understanding. That's not coming from judgment. You're just wanting to understand why they feel that's okay. Because maybe in your perspective, it's not okay, but in theirs it is. Right? So you want to see the light in everyone, the spirit in everyone, or the God in everyone, whichever you want to call it. But that's what you're looking for, the light, the bright, the positive. If you go around looking for negativity, you're going to find it, and it's going to develop even in your life. Doesn't mean we don't work on that, but we do it through the light center. It allows it to flow out. It allows it to speak to you again. If there's things in the past that you push back because you fear you'd be judged, or maybe you were judged in a past life, and you won't use your voice this lifetime. See how this builds upon each other? That's why judgment needs to be out of our energy field. And we even say the term, use your best judgment. How about use your heart center to know? Change your wording. It'll change your life. Okay, now we're releasing judgment out of your root. Some of you are going to feel that go through your feet. Just let it come through you. Because we want to get to the root of judgment. Almost like the weeds, you want to pull out judgment from the root. If you're kinesthetic, you're going to feel it. Your body might even be in motion of releasing it. If you're auditory, you may hear the release. If you're visual, you may see the roots being pulled out from you, of judgment and love and allowance being placed in naturally and easily. We want everything naturally and easily. When you push or pull, the energy will push or pull with you. So you just hold space for allowing it to happen. How easy is this? You just hold space to allow it to happen, and it happens. That's an action step, holding space. Do you realize that? Just opening up your heart to hold space for this to happen, to manifest, for whatever. Yeah. So all of you that are out there running 20,000 miles an hour, trying to get everything done for whatever purpose, stop, slow down. And allow your heart to open up. Because that's where you change time, space, reality. It's just holding space in your heart for it to come on natural divine timing. Almost like holding the space around the flower for it to bloom. You don't just keep looking at the flower and say, bloom now. you have to hold space for it to grow into, right, and open up into. Same thing with yourself. When you let go of judgment, when you get the weeds out of the way, the judgments, then love can grow. Love can shine forth. Love can come through the body. You can actually look in the mirror and say, I love myself today. What does that feel like? Have you done that? I love mirror talk. Look in there. First thing I ask is, am I judging myself? And then I muscle test it to make sure, right? Am I judging myself? Do I hear yes or no? And if I am, I'm going to take a moment to release that judgment. And then you look straight into your eyes, and I love all of you today. I love all of you today. I love all of you today. And say it three times. Three is indicative of a Trinity sign, but it's also a master sign of the mind to create something, to hold on to something. Sometimes it takes three times to know, five times to know. You can repeat it until your body sighs, and you know the belief is in there. But if you're looking in the mirror saying the words, I love you, but you're not feeling love, you're going to create dis-ease again. So be honest with yourself. I like you today. I'm not happy with you today. And figure out what the unhappiness is. And it's no one else's fault. So you can't blame others. You can't judge others for your own unhappiness. It's your perspective. And it's your perspective that brings in whether judgment is held or not held. And truly, just imagine in a world, how important is your judgment about something or someone else in your own world? Is it to be known? Is it just for your safety? Like, what does judgment give you? What's the secondary gain of judging others? What's the secondary gain in judging myself? For a lot of times when you're self-judging, it's because you're doubting your power. You're doubting your abilities. You're doubting what you already know you have. So now we're shifting out doubt, shame, and blame. Here we go. See, all these underlying things behind judgment, and you didn't even realize they were there. That's why when you work in layers with words, you're going to find out, what does this mean to me? What does judgment mean to me? Judgment means safety. Oh, and if you feel safe, what does that give you? Protection. Do you see what? It's a false protection, right? But you feel protected in them for a moment. Because did you notice, even if you judge something, doesn't mean they change it. So become the observer. Doesn't mean you're not engaged. It just means you're seeing from a higher perspective and you don't have to react. Judgment is a reaction to the action. And if you can learn in this lifetime to stop reacting and start allowing, your world will turn around to amazing. Because you're not going to have the negative stories. You're not going to have the negative past. And from 11-11 on, from this year, since it was 11-11-11 portal, there's nothing in your past that you need to know today to help you propel tomorrow. We no longer need to go there. We no longer need to be in our past to figure out our future. Stay in your now moment. Those days are over. Those days were for our generations before us, because you notice the millennials today, they don't go back and look, do they? As much as they frustrate you, they're actually teaching you a new, easier way to live life. And even calling them millennials is a judgment, right? But we got to put them in some package so you know what I'm talking about. But even they will frustrate you, their work ethics, their ways, right? Because that's a judgment. They're doing it differently. Ask your mind to do it differently every day. Even if it's one thing differently, ask your mind to do it differently. And as you release, we're going to do a final release here. Here you go. Ground back into your body. Drink your water. You're going to feel lighter and brighter without judgment holding in your field. And just notice today what you're allowing. And come back to this recording. Share it with others.